Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we are talking about some breaking news. Tesla revealed his latest robotaxi ride-hailing app. So basically, we're taking the autopilot feature of Tesla's, combining it with Jaden, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is pretty interesting because essentially what's happening is, of course, there's like this whole, okay, so there's a lot going on here. The first thing I want to say is I do think this is a money-making opportunity because he's saying essentially that he's going to allow anyone to add your Tesla to the network. So if you own a Tesla car and you have the self-driving integration on it, you're essentially going to be able to, get paid. Tesla's going to pick up your car. At the beginning of the day, it's going to just disappear. It'll come back at the end of the day and you'll make money. So to me, that's like the coolest and funniest business model ever. The one thing that I want to say is there's a couple differences. So Tesla's building their own robotaxi fleet, and theirs are going to be different than it just hijacking your car and taking it for the day. Theirs won't have steering wheels, won't have brake pedals, won't have a person in the front driver's seat. So it's actually like a really interesting concept. Some people are terrified of it because they're like, oh my gosh, there's this thing that, I can't control. There's no steering wheel and it's going to be driving me around. Also from, so there's going to be that side of it. And I almost wonder if some people are going to prefer to rent Teslas that are like normal cars that are driving themselves because, they could grab the steering wheel. But then at the same time, you also wonder it's probably a safety issue, right? If someone jumps in the car, there's no driver, they're swerving the steering wheel. So they'll probably disable it as well. It's crazy to think about. Would you take one of these, Jamie?
I'm a little leery about it. I know it's already a thing, the robo-taxi thing, the driverless taxis, but I feel like it'll take a while for people to get comfortable with it. But then in the long run, I feel like it actually would be a better experience. I don't like talking to my Uber driver, my taxi driver, so having no one in the car, in just a peaceful, quiet ride seems actually, really nice. Plus, I feel like it's an incentive if they do integrate the Tesla, if you can actually rent out your Tesla, I feel like that gives me another reason to want to buy a Tesla, and also can help them almost take over Uber, really quickly, if they have an immediate fleet of people, renting out their cars on days when they don't use them. So I think the whole idea is fascinating. I'm excited to see. I hope this actually rolls out soon because it would be fun to try it.
Yeah, so that's one thing interesting you said. Talking about Uber, it's interesting because Tesla's obviously going to have their own robo-taxis. And to be fair, their robo-taxis, their cars are going to be way cheaper to make because they don't have steering wheels or pedals or driver's seats. Or they have all these things that they can essentially remove if there's no person driving the car. So those will be cheaper. And I'm assuming they'll be able to make cheaper cars and there's no person driving. So it's just pure profit for Tesla. So that's interesting from that perspective. That competing with an Uber is a no-brainer, right? Uber, a lot of people, there's the whole debate in California where they put all those laws where essentially the Uber drivers had to have health insurance and they had to be classified as they had to get minimum wages and different things, right? And so Uber essentially got really expensive. I still use it sometimes when I'm needing a ride from an airport, but it just feels it got a lot more expensive than in the early days, which is interesting. And of course there's a human driving it, so that just costs money. So you remove the human element, that saves a ton of money. I can see how that saves money. What I'm curious though is if they're using your car and your car is going in the network, number one, your car is a more expensive Tesla. So, technically, it seems less efficient. Number two, they have to pay you some sort of compensation for it. So, I'm so curious how that will go. But obviously, to get a network at scale, if people have Teslas can opt in, that's immediately, millions of cars that could be included in this giant robo-taxi network. So, that makes sense. I'm curious to see how they roll it out. I really hope that they don't, do some sort of, because they said it's going to be hybrid, but I hope that it's not oh, it's hybrid, and then they like switch it so it's like only their robo-taxis, which still probably get like prioritized their own, you know? So that kind of sounds like it sucks. The thing I like that you mentioned is that this is the perfect opportunity for me to convince my wife that we really do need a Cybertruck. This is no longer like a want, it's a need, because it's a business expense. This thing's going to be on the robo-taxi network, so obviously we need to buy this thing. I just saw a robo-taxi listed on Facebook Marketplace in my city for like 140 grand. So, I mean, maybe I'll wait till it's not like the Founder Series, top of the line price, but I really want to get my hands on a robo-taxi. What Tesla are you going to be buying, Jamie? Is it you getting the Model 3?
Well, you know, I drive a pickup truck now, so I feel like I haven't seen the Cybertruck in person, but that would be my first choice if money wasn't an option. But
you can get the
Model Y pretty cheap already, you know, so it's like, or it's pretty, I would say, affordable or average priced. Yeah, that's a toss up. But yeah, if you could convince, you know, the wife with you could, from a cash flow perspective, you know, to get a Cybertruck.
Business perspective. Yeah, I don't know if the Cybertruck's the most economically viable option, but it's definitely, I think we should both join the robo-taxi gang and get Cybertrucks. I've seen here in Arizona, I've seen like two or three Cybertrucks driving around. Someone had it recently. I saw one yesterday that was like wrapped in blue. Looked really cool.
Nice.
The one other thing I wanted to bring up with this that I think is interesting, a lot of people are like, okay, cool business idea. Seems unfeasible because Teslas are so expensive. Two things I would say to you, the listener, on this, because obviously the AI technology in this is crazy, but like, how feasible is this? Number one, Hertz Car Rental had a bunch of Teslas and they're now selling them all. And so it's actually kind of cool. We're getting to a point where Tesla's been around long enough that people, car companies, right, they buy these new cars and they sell them. And then they're getting into like the used car market. So I think that is a cool element. You can get a used Tesla. I've seen them for $18,000 to $20,000, a bunch of them on a bunch of used car places. And I'm not sure what the tax incentives are on top of that, but like $18,000 to $20,000, come on, that's comparable to a Corolla. So that's the first thing I'll say. The second thing is that Elon announced that by the end of the year or early next year, they're going to start production on their next gen car, which is going to be essentially like a hatchback and is like their super cheap economy car, cheaper than the Model 3, which in my opinion, if that thing is included in the robotaxi network, could be really, really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point. The depreciation on Teslas is actually pretty crazy. You know, even like your Model X, like your cool SUVs, I think a couple of years old, they lose, you know, like 30% of their value. People, I think, are afraid of the whole battery life thing. But from what I've read, is that it drops off, you know, maybe 5 to 7% in the first year or so. And then after that, it holds pretty steady. I mean, they still stand by their batteries too. So yeah, all that to say, it could be a really interesting way to make money in the future, if not just offset the cost of your vehicle. So pretty cool concept. Yeah, definitely excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, and if you're listening and you are going to try out this Tesla side hustle robo-taxi network, they released like on Twitter, if you go on X or whatever, you can see they released like 5 screenshots of what the actual app is going to look like. So it seems like they're making some progress. If you're going to try it, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure to send us a note over on LinkedIn. Jamie and I are both over on there. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a review. It's Jamie's birthday coming up this year or next year, I forget. And the number one thing he's been asking me for the birthday is for me to write a review, which of course I've already done. So I've told him this is ridiculous. But if you could fulfill his future birthday wish and leave a review on the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. And we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now the more you buy, the more you save on beds, faces, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today. We'll be right back.